Welcome back, everybody. 5:39, and it's time for the entertainment news. Very interesting story leads us off this morning about Michael J. Fox. You know, Michael has Parkinson's.
Right.
And
a new TV show.
Yeah, and Parkinson's took him out of the business for a little while. And apparently he is on a different type of medication, or he's had some kind of treatment where he now has it, I wouldn't say under control, but it is manageable. I think that's probably the best
part of it. It's also part of the plot line of his new TV show.
Well, it would have to be. You can't ignore it.
Right.
You know, if you completely ignored it, it would just be ridiculous. Well, he did an interview with Rolling Stone, and he said some things that, I'll be honest with you, really impressed me. It showed a strength of character that I didn't know existed. He says to Rolling Stone magazine, he says, quote, "If I walked into a room with God or Buddha or Bill Gates or Sergey Brin or whoever could figure out a way to fix this for me," meaning his Parkinson's, he says, "I don't think I would do it. Because I wouldn't have gone through what I've gone through, and I wouldn't have had the experiences I've had, and I can still do my stuff. At the end of the day, I can still do a show. So what have I lost?" What I hear when he says this is that his life experiences, good, bad, and otherwise, are what make him him, and he wouldn't change it for anything. And I'll have to say, I really like that attitude, because all of us have had things that have been bad in our lives. You can't go back and change it. You have to embrace it and let it be part of who you are.
Well, that's easier to say, though, when you know that there isn't a cure coming around the corner. I mean,
Negativity. Well,
I'm kind of skeptical. I think that if God or Buddha or Sergey Brin would come up for a cure for Parkinson's disease, Michael J. Fox would be on board.
I think he might. I think he would probably say yes. But I guess what he's saying is he wouldn't go back and change what has happened to him.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Imagine for a moment that any one of us is suddenly afflicted with, I don't know, with stuttering.
Liberalism.
Or speech slurring, or suddenly that you could not do the speaking that's required for this job.
Yeah.
I'd be incredibly bitter if somehow a job that I love was taken away from me that way.
Yeah, I think I understand exactly what you're saying, but I would hope that I would take the approach of, all right, this opportunity has closed. What is the next opportunity? What is it that I am supposed to do now? I guess if I'm no longer able to speak, then what I was supposed to do with the show, I've done. Now what is it that I'm supposed to do? And I think that's what Fox is saying, is that he is embracing what it is that is him and is going to use it on.
I think it's interesting he's put Sergey Brin and Bill Gates on the same level as Buddha and God. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you would think that. All right, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. Anybody have been there?
No. Never been to Estes Park.
That is the hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining.
Okay.
It is a creepy hotel.
All right. Is it still open?
Yeah.
You can stay there?
Yeah.
All right, but it's not the hotel that The Shining was filmed at. That
No.
was filmed somewhere in Oregon.
That is filmed somewhere, obviously, but the King stayed at the Stanley Hotel.
So it's haunted?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, it is. There are a lot of haunting stories. You can go down into the basement where the bar and stuff is, and it's creepy.
All right.
When I visited my in-laws in Denver, we went to Estes Park, and you have to see the Stanley Hotel. Dude, it's creepy. There's just something creepy about it. Anyway, now it's going to get even creepier. The Stanley Hotel is the hotel that inspired Stephen King. It's also been used as an actual location for the 1997 TV miniseries version of the book. So they didn't film the movies there, but they did film the TV series.
There was a miniseries based on The Shining. I don't remember that.
It was a tremendous book. It sucked. Anyway, they've decided now that they're going to dig up a pet cemetery located on the property in order to build a new pavilion.
That never works out.
Right.
Remember the movie Poltergeist?
Oh, yeah. Right around Halloween time. Go figure. And this also on the lighter side, Jennifer Lawrence says that her people from her camp say that she's going to play a younger version of Freda Felcher, a woman who's mentioned in the first movie of, that's right, Dumb and Dumber. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels both realize that they have been with her, if you know what I'm saying. The older version of this character will be Kathleen Turner, but Jennifer Lawrence will be the younger version.
You're going to go see Dumb and Dumber.
Absolutely.
Was it three, four? What is
two.
It? No. There's Dumb and Dumberer, and then there's another one too, isn't it?
No, Dumb and Dumberer doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count?
That was a prequel.
Just because it was bad doesn't mean it doesn't
it
count.
It didn't have the same people in it. It wasn't produced by the same.
Okay.
Does not count. Speaking of movies, what do you guess the top movie of the weekend was?
It had to be Rush.
No.
It wasn't Rush?
It's that Cloudy.
Yeah.
Cloudy and Meatballs
thing. All right. The kids movie. All right.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 made $35 million over the weekend.
Rush was the top adult movie, though.
No. Prisoners was number two, made $11.3 million. It's up to $39 million in its second week. Rush only made $10 million, up to $10 million in its second week.
First week, making a lot of money internationally.
No, it made $10.3 million. It's made a total of $10.6 million in its second week.
See, NASCAR rules. No one likes an open wheel race. This was
Rush's first weekend in America.
Oh, in America.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a misprint anyway, but $10 million opening weekend ain't good.
It's supposed to be Ron Howard's best movie. It's supposed to be awesome.
There's a lot of times when it's an incredible movie.
Even if you're
movie.
Not a race fan, you're going to like this movie from everything I've read.
Apparently, there's probably a lot of people out there with summer teeth that think that if it's not NASCAR, it's not racing. You know what I mean by summer teeth?
I know what you mean.
Summer
there?
Lots
of air conditioning? Oh, okay.
Summer not.
All right, gotcha.
Anyway, so Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is the number one movie. Went to see it.
You did?
I took my daughter to see it. I slept through a lot of it. I dozed off in sections.
And your daughter goes, Dad!
No, fortunately, I didn't snore.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was pretty good.
Yeah, it was cute.
I don't see how it could go anywhere to make a second or a third. But
the machine doesn't get destroyed at the end. It goes on to make food animals like shrimpanzees. Monkeys.
Shrimpanzees.
Shrimpanzees.
Nice.
And other interesting food animals. All right, and last but not least, it's been 14 years since The Simpsons killed off Maude Flanders, and now they say they're planning on killing off another regular character. Executive producer Al Jean says, I'll give you a clue that the actor playing the character has won an Emmy for playing that character, but I'm not going to say who it is, which is not very much of a clue because a lot of the actors have won
I read somewhere that they're guessing that it's Apu.
No!
Apu is, it's good.
No, they can't kill Apu.
You won't be able to do that voice anymore.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Well, let's use process of elimination. Let's go online and look at the trade magazines and see which one of the voice actors is up for a big contract renewal.
There you go. That's exactly it. And, of course, Breaking Bad's final episode aired over the weekend. Don't say anything because I've just started watching it. I don't want to know the end. Therefore, that's why I'm not talking much about it. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from bad breath and love the delicious taste of methamphetamine, you'll love all new Altoids Meth Mints.
Altoids Meth Mints.
Whether you're talking to imaginary voices or telling the cops you'll never take me alive, you want your breath to be its freshest.
Altoids Meth Mints.
Altoids Meth Mints are soft and chewable, so you won't have to put any stress on that one remaining tooth. And they come in a slightly dirty, intricately designed container, so you can spend hours cleaning and disassembling.
Altoids Meth Mints.
So shut off that flaming stove, give those insects under your skin a rest, and pick up some Altoids Meth Mints today. If you manage to start eating again, take one after every meal.
The Packers Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.